Madeline, how you started the American Atheist magazine, but this was after you started your American Atheist, right? How long after?
Yes, immediately after the Supreme Court decision which removed Bible and prayer from the public schools, I was dumb at that particular time. I thought that people would say, okay, so you won the case, so you were right, so let it go at that. And instead of that, there was such a burst of hostility against us that I was amazed. Physical abuse, for instance, one of our cars was completely destroyed by a mob. Our home was constantly under attack, and my oldest son was beaten up 100 times in any given year. We really had a dreadful time, and finally were physically driven out of the state of Maryland. So at that time, I found out that the only way that I could manage was to start an organization for the protection of the human rights and the civil rights of atheists. And this organization has been going since 1963. At first, we put out a magazine called The American Atheist, which faltered since there was so much hostility. Let me tell you, we couldn't get that magazine into Chicago. The postal employees would simply destroy the magazine when they knew that this was coming from American Atheists. But now we have it back in public.